This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and Italy have decided to elevate their bilateral ties to a special strategic partnership and enhance cooperation in areas of trade, investment and new technologies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made the announcement following delegation-level talks with his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni in Rome today. In a press statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said the two sides deliberated extensively on enhancing bilateral ties.
पिछले लगभग साढ़े तीन वर्षों में मुझे कई बार प्राइम मिनिस्टर मेलोनी से मिलने का अवसर मिला है। यह भारत और इटली के बीच करीबी सहयोग और सामंजस्य को दर्शाता है। उनके नेतृत्व में हमारे संबंधों को नई गति, नई दिशा और नया आत्मविश्वास मिला है। मुझे खुशी है कि हम अपने संबंधों को अपग्रेड करते हुए स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप की घोषणा कर रहे हैं।
Mr. Modi said India-Italy Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-2029 provides a practical and futuristic framework for bilateral ties. He said both sides are working on establishing an India-Italy Innovation Centre. He added that the India-Italy Defence Industrial Roadmap has paved the way for co-development and co-production of military hardware.
दोनों देशों के स्टार्टअप्स, रिसर्च सेंटर्स और उद्योगों को आपस में जोड़ने के लिए हम इंडिया इटली इनोवेशन सेंटर पर काम कर रहे हैं। हमारी सेनाओं के साथ साथ दोनों देशों के रक्षा उद्योगों के बीच भी सहयोग बढ़ रहा है। मैरिटाइम पावर्स के रूप में भारत और इटली के बीच करीबी सहयोग स्वाभाविक है। हम मिलकर शिपिंग, पोर्ट्स मॉडर्नाइजेशन, लॉजिस्टिक और ब्लू इकोनॉमी पर काम करेंगे।
Mr. Modi also said that both countries are united in viewing terrorism as a serious threat to humanity and noted that their joint efforts against terror financing have set an important global example. Speaking on the occasion, Italian Prime Minister stressed the importance of ensuring freedom of navigation in the Indo-Pacific region. Prime Minister Modi also called on Italian President Sergio Mattarella and held discussions on further expanding the bilateral partnership in areas such as trade, technology, clean energy and culture. Mr. Modi reached Italy yesterday on the fifth and final leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his visits to Norway, Sweden, the Netherlands and UAE. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has stressed the need for heightened vigilance and foolproof security arrangements to ensure a safe, secure and fair conduct of the upcoming NEET UG re-examination. Mr. Pradhan said this while chairing a high-level review meeting with Central Security and Intelligence Agencies in New Delhi today. NEET UG re-examination for admission to undergraduate medical education will be held on the 21st of June. The Gujarat government has extended its support to One Nation, One Election Bill. State's Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi stated this after a joint parliamentary committee on One Nation, One Election held discussions with a delegation of various political parties in Gandhinagar on the second day of its visit today. India is set to remain the world's fastest growing major economy as the United Nations projected a growth rate of 6.4% this year, despite global uncertainty caused by the Iran conflict. UN senior economist Ingo Peterle, briefing reporters on the mid-year update to the World Economic Situation and Prospects report yesterday, said that India's strong consumer demand, public investment and growth in services, exports continue to support its economy. Severe heat wave gripped northern and central India with temperatures reaching 44 degree mark at several places today. In Rajasthan, an orange alert has been issued for severe heat wave conditions in two districts, while a yellow alert has been issued in 14 districts. An orange alert has also been issued in Punjab and Haryana. The IMD has forecast severe heat wave conditions will continue over northwest and central India during the whole week. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders won the toss and opted to field against Mumbai Indians at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.